Hello.
Hello. Can I speak to Arvind?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, Arvind, this is Rishabh calling from L&T today.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, are you comfortable now?
Yeah, I'm comfortable.
Okay. Could you please explain me about yourself and your current project?
Like, I have 3 years experience in Oracle, like in working on maintenance project. So, like, frequently we get tickets, like we get incidents. And also, like, we get, like, change requests also. So, like, I work on the development part also, like, in creating procedures and then creating packages and also, like, writing complex queries. So, that will be my main daily role. And also, like, I work on this incidents, like, fixing the bugs. So, I have, like, good experience on the production support also. And in technical part, I'm familiar working in Oracle Oracle PLSQL, that like creating objects on like creating tables, views, and then sequences, creating procedures, functions, packages, and also like familiar in writing shell scripting.
Okay, good. I have a table. I want to create one primary key. If I will create the primary key on the table, so what are the indexes it will be creating?
It will create a unique index. So it automatically creates a unique index. When you create a primary key or a unique constraint column on a particular table, then it automatically creates unique index.
Okay, if I will drop that primary key, then what will happen for that unique index?
It automatically gets dropped.
It will drop?
Yeah, the indexes will get dropped.
Index also get dropped?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. What is the difference between unique and primary key?
Unique will accept null values and primary key will not accept null values.
So how many null values it will accept?
Primary key will not accept null values and unique will accept null values. It will accept multiple null values.
Okay.
And in a table you can have only one primary key constraint column, but unique we can have multiple unique constraint column on the table.
Multiple unique constraint?
Yes.
Okay. If I want to create a multiple on a multiple column, so is it possible or not?
Sorry, please come again.
If I want to create a composite primary key.
Yeah, it is possible. If multiple columns together, if you create a constraint, like primary key constraint, then we call it as composite primary key.
Okay. What are the constraints is available in database?
Primary key, unique, not null, check, and then foreign key.
Okay, what is foreign key?
Foreign key is a referential integrity. So it refers primary key or unique constraint of another table and it accepts null values and duplicates.
Okay, if I have two tables and there is no primary key on both the tables, if I want to create that foreign key constraint, so is it possible?
No, it is not possible. So when you want to define a foreign key always refers a primary key or a unique constraint of a table. So if you want to refer anything, like then you will have to create a primary key or a unique constraint first, and then you can refer it by using a foreign key column.
Okay. Okay. What is sequence? Why will you use the sequence?
Sequences normally like we use to generate the unique numbers for a primary key or a unique constraint column. So that is why like we use it in our application. So we will create a sequence by using create sequence command. And then like we'll use start with increment by and also the maximum value.
Okay. Okay. If and I created sequence, okay. That sequence I have created is start with 1 and maximum is 100. Okay. If I will reach it to maximum 100, okay. If I want to start again from 1, so then what you will mention in creation of sequence?
I will drop the sequence first and then I will recreate it again. By saying create index, create sequence name, start with 1 and then increment by 1 and max value.
No, I want to use the same sequence only without two dropping. Same sequence, it should start again from first.
Without, okay, we can use a cycle option. We can say like cycle of 5 or something so that after reaching the max value, again it will start from 1.
A cycle or a cycle?
Cycle. We can use cycle attribute.
Okay. What is index? What are the types of index and how we can use, where we can use the indexes?
Indexes we use it for faster data retrieval. So we have this B-tree index, balance tree index, and then bitmap index, function-based index, composite index, and then we have virtual index, reverse key index, unique index. Reverse key, like when you want to do a bulk data insert on a table, then we can go with the reverse key index. So it will speed up the data insertion.
Okay, if I have the bulk data, okay, so when we can create it on which situation? It means if I have data, but I have one only one column, there is only one unique value should be there. It means like numbers only is there. So in that case, we can go for as a reverse index, or we can go by the normal index. How?
If you want to do a bulk insert on a particular table, then we can prefer to go with the reverse key index if it is a bulk insert. And if you are going to do only like select on a particular table, then we can go with the B-tree index.
Okay. If I have the same table is there, but I have the name, but names it will contain that duplication, so means same name it will contain as a multiple name. It is starting with that. So in that case, which type of index you will create?
If you have a column with a low cardinality column, then we will prefer to go with the bitmap index. If a column is a high cardinality column, then B-tree indexes is preferred.
Cardinality is there. But my cardinality is how it will be. If, first suppose, if a person name is Suresh is there, okay, that Suresh, it will contain that multiple, starting with Suresh is only is there. But after Suresh, there is some Babu or some other name is there.
So you're going to like combine multiple columns, then we can create a composite.
No, it is only one column only. It contains Suresh, starting with Suresh, after that Babu, Suresh, Kumar, like that, some multiple names with it.
Okay.
Okay. With same name.
So you will not find any duplicates, correct?
No, duplicate it will not. But it will start with Suresh only. So in
the the string starts with Suresh, but you will not find any duplicate rows. Then go with a unique index. If a column...
If I will count the duplication, then what will happen?
If there is a duplicate, it will throw an error because unique index will not accept duplicates.
No, unique. I don't want unique creating a unique index.
Then we can create a B-tree index. If you have any duplicates on a particular column, then we can go with a B-tree index.
Okay. What is group function?
Group functions are like multiple row functions. Like max, min, average, sum, count, variation, and then the standard deviation, all these are like group functions.
Okay. Okay. So, have you heard about this analytical function?
Yeah, rank, dense rank, list, AGG, lead, lag, row number, all these are like analytical functions.
Okay. Can you give one example for the row number?
Row number or row number?
Row number.
Okay, for row number, like say for example, like if I have a column, something like a customer name. So if I say like select customer name, comma row number, over order by customer name, ascending from customer table. So what it does is like first internally it will sort the data based on ascending order, based on the customer name column, and then it will display row number for each row.
Okay, what is the difference between rank and dense rank?
Rank, if there is any duplicates, it will skip the next numbers. Dense rank, if there is any duplicates, it will not skip the next number.
It will start the next number.
Yeah, it will start with the next number. It will not skip any numbers. If it find any duplicates, say like if I have like three names with the same rank, it will give a rank and then it will follow with the next number. So it will not skip any numbers in dense rank.
Okay. What is view and what is materialized view? What is the difference between these two?
View, like it stores a complex query, so it doesn't contain any data, so it is virtual. But materialized view is basically it stores the result of a query, and we can refresh materialized view by using a complete refresh or a fast refresh or like force. And since like it is physical, we can create indexes on a materialized view, but we cannot create indexes on a normal view. And in normal view, we can create a triggers by using an instead of trigger. But in materialized view, we will not be able to create a trigger. So that is the major difference. And in like since our application is a data warehousing application, we prefer to go with materialized view for tuning the complex queries. We use materialized views.
Okay. if I have a view that view contains only one table, if I want to insert insert or delete or update, I want to do on a particular column or multiple columns also. So in that case, if it will be reflect the base table or not, whatever the data I have modified.
If it is a simple view, then you can perform data manipulation and that will affect only the base table.
Okay, if it is complex.
Then it will not affect, we will not be able to do a data manipulation on a complex view. Still, if you want to perform a data manipulation on a complex view, then we can create an instead of trigger.
Okay. Okay, if I want to execute metallic view as a fast refresh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Actually, my base table is table 1 SL. I have created metallic view on table 1 based on.
Okay.
Okay. So, I had a DML operations, I had 10 insertions and 10 records are updated and 10 records are deleted. Okay?
Okay.
So, if I will refresh the first refresh, on what basis it will refresh?
Based on the primary key column that you created on a table, and we will have to create a metallist view log. So, when we do some data insertion or updation or deletion, those data should be like described with the log. So when you do a fast refresh, it will read the data from metallist view log and then it will refresh it.
Okay, once it is refreshed is done, so then what will happen in log table?
It will remove those changes, like whatever changes, like it will refresh it, so that the log will be like empty.
Okay, in a metallist view, if I want to schedule the refreshing method, so how we can...
We can do it by using dbms underscore mview dot refresh. And then we can schedule it as a job by using DBMS jobs or DBMS scheduler. We can schedule it.
Without any job.
We can use a commit option, like while creating a metallist view itself, like we can put like on commit or on demand. So if you want.
In a particular time, I want to schedule every day.
That is like we can use DBMS scheduler or DBMS jobs.
DBMS jobs, I don't want. DBMS scheduler also, I don't know.
Then we can schedule it using cron tab or autosys.
Sorry?
We can use autosys or the cron jobs.
Autosys?
Yeah, autosys.
Okay, what is autosys? How you will depend on autosys?
Autosys is like, it is a scheduling tool, job scheduling tool. So what we can do is like, we can create a shell script and then we can execute this shell script. The shell script will call this metallist view like every say like every 5 minutes or like once in a day.
Okay, if I want to schedule a daily job for this one, so how I can define, where I can define that it should execute for the daily, so what parameters you can use
in you're saying in Oracle or like in Unix?
In Autosys.
Autosys, like in there is a tool like in the command mode or like in my tool, like we can use it. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, if I want to, I have a 10 jobs. Okay, these 10 jobs should run on monthly basis, first of the month only. Okay, and another 10 jobs it should run daily. So in that case, what you will do means in Autosys jobs, how you will schedule?
No, I don't know like how to schedule in Autosys. I know that we can do it in Autosys, but like we have a separate team to do this.
Okay. Okay. What are the types of joins over?
This inner join, outer join, cross join, and then self join.
Okay, what is outer join and left outer join, full outer join?
Like outer join, we are left, right, and then full outer join, which will select matched and unmatched records from multiple tables. So if you want both matched and unmatched records from both the tables, we can go with the full outer join by using a full outer join keyword and then with on plus followed by the join condition. And if you want to select matched records from both the tables and unmatched records from left hand side table, then we can use the left outer join. Then if I want to select matched records from both the tables and unmatched records from right hand side table, we can go with the right outer join.
Okay, if I have a table, two tables is there, one table 1 is contents 1 to 5. Okay.
Okay.
Column is A. Okay. And at the same time, table 2 it contains column name is A and it contains the data as 6 to 10 messages. So if I will join these two tables, I want to get the data output, okay, using outer limit. How you will write that syntax? Can you explain me?
So sorry, please come again. Like in T1 table A column, T2 table A column, in A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and in T2 A 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, what join you are going to do?
Full outer limit.
You will get totally 10 rows. So it will be like 1 null, 2 null, 3 null, 4 null, 5 null, null 6, null 7, null 8, null 9, null 10.
Okay, if I will use that left join.
Left outer join, then you will get 1 null, 2 null, 3 null, 4 null, 5 null. And if you do a right outer join, then it is null 6, null 7, null 8, null 9, and then null 10.
Okay. Okay, what is the merge statement? Why we would use the merge statement, and what is the use of
merge? Is like if I want to like merge two tables, like if I want to do update and insert on two tables, by using merge we can do it. So we'll be like comparing with say like in this case like T1 table, T2 table, we'll compare with the A column. If A column matches, then we can update the B column by copying the data from T1 table. So if I want to merge T2 table, I'll say like merge T2. Using T1 on T1.A equal to T2.A, then when matched, then we'll do an update. When not matched, then we'll do an insert.
Okay. So if I want to delete, so what we will do? Whether we can use the using merge statement.
What is this?
Delete.
We can do a delete. Yeah, we can do a delete. Like when matched, then we can do a update, and when not matched, then we can insert or delete.
Okay. Okay, what is the syntax for the deletion? How we can write the syntax?
Delete syntax is like merge into T2 on using T1 on T1.A equal to T2.A. When matched, then update. When not matched, then insert, and then delete.
I have a trigger, okay, and a table. Okay, whenever I am inserting the data, so this trigger will be fired. Means how many types of triggers we can create on a particular table if one column is there.
On a particular table, we can create, say like we can create one for insert, one for update, and one for delete. And then for before we can create three, for after we can create three. And for statement level, we can create 6, for row level 6, totally 12 triggers we can create.
Okay, if I am trying to insert 10 records on a particular table, I have a trigger on that one. One is row level trigger is there, another one is statement level trigger is there.
So you are creating two triggers on a table?
Yeah.
Okay.
One is statement level, another one is row level trigger is there.
Okay,
so if and 10 records are, it is failed.
10 records are?
So 10 records insertion is failed due to some constraint.
Okay.
And row level trigger, how many times it will fire? And statement level trigger, how many times it will fire?
Okay. Say like if you are writing an insert statement of the insert is executing 10 times without any errors, then the row level trigger fires for 10 times and statement level trigger fires once. Okay, for one DML operations, but since it is a failure, the trigger will not get executed.
Which one it will not
execute? Both will not get executed.
Now, whatever the trigger before insertion, so I have trigger is there. That is just I am logging one data in the log.
Okay, you are using before insert trigger.
Okay, so then what will happen? How many times it will fire?
Before insert, like. Like it will execute once, like statement level trigger gets executed once, and row level trigger it gets executed 10 times.
Okay. What is the difference between procedure, function, and packages?
Packages, it groups all these like procedures and functions together, and it has specification and body. So in packages, we can specification we can declare a global variable, global cursors, and global user defined exceptions. And then procedures, it is standalone, and function also it is standalone. Function must return a value, procedure can return a value, and function can be called in a select statement and it can be assigned to a variable. Procedure performs an action and function computes a value.
Okay, if I want to want to return more than one value from the function, so what will you can use?
We can, by using return, we can return one value. And if you want to return multiple values, then we can use out. Or if you want to return multiple rows, we can return by using a ref cursor, or we can use collections as a return type.
Okay, what is a ref cursor? Why will you use a ref cursor? A ref
cursor is like, it is a data type which stores the result of a query. And we have like weakly type ref cursor and also like strongly type ref cursor. If a ref cursor has a return type, then we call it a strong. Without a return type, it is weak. So if you want to like pass the result of a query to the calling block, then we can go with this ref cursor. And it is also dynamic.
Okay. And implicit cursor, what is implicit cursor? What is explicit cursor? Why would you use this?
Implicit cursors is all the DML statements in, written inside the PLSQL block is implicit. And also the select statement that returns one row are implicit cursor. So SQL is the name of an implicit cursor. If you want to find the number of rows deleted or number of rows inserted, number of rows updated inside the PLSQL block, then we can go with the SQL percentage row count. An explicit cursor is normally used to do a row by row data selection. So if you want to do one row at a, select one row at a time, then we can use an explicit cursor, declare an explicit cursor, and you can execute by using open. So when you say open, the cursor gets executed in an SQL private work area. And we have attributes like found, not found, is open, and also row count.
Okay. Okay. If which one is better? No, which one is performance wise it is better? And
which one? Cursor?
Yeah, which cursor it will be, will get the best performance?
Implicit or explicit, you are asking?
Implicit or explicit, yeah.
Implicit cursor is always, it performs better. Performance wise.
Okay, I have a procedure. In the procedure, I am opening one cursor. Okay. And I am fetching the data and I am not closing any data. I am not closing that cursor. Okay. So what will happen?
Nothing will happen. Like maximum number of cursors we can open is 50. There is a default thing. So after reaching this 50, it will throw an error. It will say like maximum number of cursors open error. So the best practice is when you open a cursor inside the PLSQL block, it is good to close a cursor. Without closing, when it reaches a maximum level, it will throw an error.
Okay. Okay. And I have a procedure. So in that one, there is only one select statement is there. That is select to employ name from, okay, and employ employ table where employee number equal to 0. In employee table, there is no 0 employee number. Okay. After that, in exception block, when others, then I am inserting one record in log table, and when no data found, and I am inserting one record in log table, and too many rows, and I am inserting and inserting one record in log table. So in this case, then if I will execute the procedure, so cursor where it will go after firing the search statement?
It will throw an error, like because it throws a compilation error because others has to be the last handler in the exception block. In this procedure, what like others is in the first, so it will throw an error, compilation error.
Collections?
Yeah, I have experience working in collections like index by table, VRA, nested table, and also experience working in bulk collect and also like with bulk bind like for all and save exceptions.
Okay. So why would you use the bulk collection and what is the
bulk collect like table? Normally, like if you want to select multiple rows at a time from the cursor or from the select statement, and if you want to store it in a collection variable, then we can use bulk collect. So it will reduce the context switching between the SQL and the PLSQL engine. And if you want to like speed up the bulk insert process, then we can use this for all with save exceptions.
Okay, if I have a 10 lakh records and I want to insert from table 1 to table 2, so in that case, how you will insert the records?
We can do a like batch processing by using bulk collect with a limit option as like 10,000, and we can do a 10,000 rows at a time, and we can also go with a no logging option. So when you say no logging in the table level, so like for example, like in the T2 table now, I'm going to insert the record copying from T1 table. So we can set this alter table T1 and we can say like no logging, so that it will not log anything in the redo log file. So it will perform better. And there's another option called like append. We can use append hint so that it will directly like insert the data at the end of the data file. So it also like speeds up the data insertion.
Okay. if I will use that 1 lakh as a limit,
okay,
what will happen? What will happen?
Nothing will happen. Like, it is based on your memory. So if your shared global area is like that much space, then we can even give 1 lakh.
Okay. So if it is not there that much space, then what will happen?
Then it will throw out of memory error. So we can set a number, like limited numbers. Like, instead of saying 1 lakh, we can make it as like 10,000 or like 5,000 in the limit.
Okay. And have you worked on the SQL loader?
Yes.
Whatever types of loaders available?
Direct path loader, conventional path loader. So normal insert is a conventional path loader. Direct path loader will directly load the data into the data file, which will bypasses all the constraints and also like triggers. It will not check the constraints or it will not fire the triggers for a direct path loader. Where we'll have to say direct equal to true while executing the SQL loader.
Okay, if whatever types of files, flat files you are uploading as of now?
We use CSV.
Sorry?
We use CSV file, like CSV file as a flat file, having the data in the CSV file. If it is a text file also, then we can use an external table for reading the data from the text file.
Okay.
And then for writing the program, we use a control file.
Okay, that's a CSV file, we cannot now upload that using that external table?
We can do it. Like, I'm just saying, like, in our project, we normally get it as a text file or a CSV file.
Okay. If I had, I have a flat file, like, it is separating the delimiter is as a tab. So, can we use as a tab for a delimiter?
Yeah, yeah, we can use, like, we can use a delimiter as a tab. And we can set that thing inside the control file. So we can say like fields are like terminated by tab.
Okay, what is pragma autonomous transaction? Why do you use it?
Autonomous transaction, we use it inside a PLSQL procedures or a local procedure to make a transaction independent. So any transaction that we do inside a particular block, and if I want only those transactions to get committed, then we can use this pragma autonomous. Normally, like when we log errors in error log table, we use this pragma autonomous transaction. And also, like, we use it inside the triggers, like to make particular commit to act independent. And then in the function also, like if you want to perform any data manipulation, we use this autonomous transaction.
Okay. Okay. I have schema A. Okay. And at the same time, schema B is also there.
Okay.
Okay. And if I have a table 1, that same table, it is created in both the schemas.
Okay. So you have two tables, T1 table in schema A and also like T1 table in schema B. Okay.
Okay. If I want to create schema N, okay, I want to place the data from schema B, table 1 data. How you will create that scenario? It's the same name of the table 1.
We can, okay, with the same name you want to create. Okay, we can create a public synonym. So we can create a public synonym. So that like, when you say like, schema name dot table name, we can say. With the same name if you want to create, like with the T1 you also have a table, correct? It will throw an error. When you create it, it will say, object already exists, because we cannot duplicate an object name.
Okay. Okay. To avoid this one, so what we can do this one? I want to access the data from table 1 from schema B.
We can create a public synonym and then we can access it.
A public synonym also, okay, if I will create a public synonym, so I want to select the data. What is the select statement? How you will write the select statement?
Select starts from table name. Directly we can say table name. We don't. We do not use the schema name.
No, but I am accessing from the table 1, schema 1.
That is all. Like, when you create a public synonym, you need not give the schema name. So that is one of the advantages of public synonym. When you create a private synonym, then we will have to specify the schema name dot the object name.
Okay. Now, if I have created a public schema, so if a schema A, it contains all the table user, those table user. Okay.
It will throw an error. It will throw an error. When you duplicate an object name, it will throw an error.
But you said that you can create as a public schema.
No. See, now that is what. When you try to create an object name, when you try to duplicate an object name, it will throw an error. So if you don't have the same name, then you can create.
Okay. Have you worked on tuning?
Yeah, I have a good experience in performance tuning on both SQL tuning and also like block tuning, PLS and block tuning.
Okay. How you will tune if I have a select statement? Okay.
I will first like check the problem by using explain plan. And then I will see like what type of joins it is performing, and then I will try to like see like the cost, cardinality, and then the CPU time, and also like what type of index scanning or like full scanning it is performing, and I will see like whether the table is partitioned, and then whether index is created, and I will check for the table size, I will check whether there is any table fragmentation, and I will also see when the last when the table is like last analyzed. Those things I'll first like see it, and then later if I want to like rewrite the query, I'll rewrite the query, or if I want to like create indexes, or if I want to like gather statistics on the table, and if I want to like partition the table, or if I want to create an index, I'll create it, and if I want to like change the execution plan, I will use like hints to change the execution plan of the query.
If I have that select statement and with joining with multiple tables, okay, and in that in my SQL plan it is coming as in number of multiple nested loops, okay. So
okay.
To avoid this nested loop, then what we will do?
We can use a hint like we can use if I want like force Oracle to go with a hash join, then we can use underscore hash hint, so that it will force Oracle to use a hash join.
Okay, what is the hash join? How it will perform?
For example, if I have two tables, and one table with a large volume of data, and another table with a smaller volume of data, and if the inner table contains an indexes, then Oracle prefer to go with a nested loop join. If both table has large volume of data, then Oracle will prefer to go with a hash join by creating a, like a hash memory in table. If I have two tables, one with it will find the smaller of the two tables and it will build a hash memory in the smaller of the two tables and then it will start looping, so that we call it a hash join. And sort merge is like when you try to select data from two larger tables and when you try to use an inequality operator, and if the data is already like sorted, Oracle will go with a sort merge join.
Okay, I have a table and already data is present. Okay, I have some 3 years data is present. Okay, if I want to do a partition, can we do that partition?
We can do it by using exchange partition. We can partition an existing table.
Okay, what are the types of partitions are there available?
I have used like range partitioning and list partitioning in my project. Since like ours is like a trading project, we use like partition the table. It is a daily partition we do. And for few data, few tables, like we will do a monthly partition.
Okay. If I have that table and I am created the partition, okay, existing partition, and this is monthly partitions. Okay. For next month, it will stop. So tomorrow it is going to start the next one. So in that case, automatically I want to create the.
We can go with the interval partition. We can use interval partition.
Interval partition.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Arun. I have done from my side.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Like what project? Like what role that you are looking for?
That role in all those things, it will be decided by the HR and the manager. Okay. It is based on your experience and.
Okay, this opening is for any specific project that you are hiring, or like what is this? You
want like a general only?
Okay, it is not for a specific domain.
No, not specific.
Okay.
So we have that multiple variety there. So in the end, some of the supporting is there, some of the thing is relevant is there.
Okay, yeah. That is a role, but you are hiring for any specific project, like say for any specific client?
No, as of now we are not decided.
Okay, no problem. Okay.
For the standards.
Okay.
For this product only, like,
okay. All right, okay, no problem. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.